First and foremost, we'll see Jesus. Scripture says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Paul said, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. So we go to be with the Lord. So to be with Christ, if that's all we knew, that would be arguably sufficient and certainly sufficient for all joy, because Christ is the source of joy. God himself is the fountainhead of joy. But we're also told that people in heaven are in relationship with each other. For instance, we see these martyrs who are together crying out to the Lord. Well, it's obvious that they're communicating not only with the Lord, but with each other. We see, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And Lazarus, even then, even before the death and resurrection of Christ, is with Abraham, and he's able to talk with Abraham. You know, it's not just Abraham, of course, but that's all that's depicted, but it's the place where God's people go. And again, we're given comfort in 1 Thessalonians 4 and other places that when we open our eyes after we die, we'll see Jesus, but we'll also see those who are with Jesus. We will not be the only ones with Jesus. There's the whole company of God's people who are with Jesus. There's every reason to believe from what we see in Scripture that just as we'll talk to the Lord, we'll talk with each other, we'll understand, we'll ask questions. The fact that the martyrs ask questions of Jesus means we don't have infinite knowledge when we die. We are still finite. Only God knows everything. I mean, sometimes people say, well, you know, we don't understand this now, but we'll know everything when we die. No. Only God knows everything. We'll still be creatures, but of course we'll know a lot more and we'll be learning for all eternity. And Ephesians 2:7 tells us this, that in the ages to come, God will be revealing unto us the riches of his grace and his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.